Welcome back to Home for the Holidays. 'Tis the season to shop small and share big. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Margaret. And this week's theme is artful finds and local treasures. And I had to wear some of my local treasures because this I bought at a local boutique. I think it's closed now. It was on in downtown Bethlehem. But anyway, this is my holiday.
I love it. I love it.
And my earrings are also small, owned Susan Bella.
Susan Bella.
So I'm just trying to.
Good.
Trying to match you, girl.
Yeah.
Your energy.
Well. Energy gets us through. So speaking of that, you know, what we're talking about today with our artful finds and local treasures, these are the kind of things that make you say, where did they get that? Where did they find that?
Exactly. Yes. Whenever I wear this, somebody is like, can I please try that on? It's amazing.
Oh, I love that. And it looks so soft and everything.
It's really cozy. All right.
Okay. So here we go. Here's today's question.
Yep.
Matching pajamas.
Why not?
Since we're talking holidays.
Yeah. I'm okay. No, you're a hard no. Anthony's
you're a hard no. On the holiday matching pajamas, the picture?
Oh, no. For others, fine.
Yeah. You're not doing it.
No.
Okay. All right. I did it for the first time last, like, it's not something that's been in my regular repertoire, but last year.
Do you have a pet?
I have pets, but I have cats.
Did you put any pajamas, matching pajamas?
No, you don't do that with cats.
It's like if you're going to start
I love that. If you're going to do it, you have to do it.
I did. That's what I'm saying.
Like, did a post picture. Like, actually had my sister-in-law's a photographer. We actually had her come in and take pictures, like a family picture with the cats.
Okay.
We don't have kids. And I was like, I'm sending a Christmas card.
See, I feel like I have not done it yet, and I'm still not at a point in my life to do the matching pajamas with my kids.
Okay.
However, I feel like I have goals to do that in the future.
Yeah.
I would like to implement that at some point.
All right. It's not too late this year.
No, it's too late this year.
Oh, okay.
Yep. For me.
It's a cop out.
All right. So when do you start your holiday shopping?
I shop all year round, but I really start reeling it in. I would say Black Friday.
Yeah.
Black Friday, I really go down the list and check and say, who do I already have for? What are we looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are you like a Black Friday shopper too? Like you'll get out there?
Yeah. Yeah, I go with my mom because I may have mentioned it in one of the past podcast episodes. My mother's birthday is the week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Sometimes falls on Thanksgiving. And so we it's a tradition for us and it's so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So we're out there at 6 a.m. Yeah.
No. Anthony, what about you? Do you partake in the shopping?
I'm a retailer, so I am providing the shopping. You come buy things from me.
Yeah. Yes. Great.
So, and I'm probably one of the worst consumers in that sense. And just a little, you know, background. My wife would be the one that would go shopping.
Uh-huh. Aww. Yeah.
So I'm not sure what to even think of this year.
Okay. Yeah.
In that regard, because she passed away last November 11th.
Oh, right. Oh, God.
Yeah. Sorry. So I didn't mean to be anybody down, but I don't.
No, but
it's a year. You're in the year of first.
You're just being authentic.
You want? Yeah. I just figure like we start there, so people understand why I would say something like that.
Right. Yeah. You definitely can just say no this year.
Yeah, I don't know, but you can all come see me.
Yeah,
and I would gladly sell you something.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk with Anthony Maricini, who's the gallery owner of Connections in Easton.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so you've been around for 2 decades, this gallery.
This marks our 22nd year under our ownership. But
wow.
Connections was started in 1990 by Robin Porter.
Okay.
So this is its 35th year as an entity.
Wow.
And so I'm fairly certain it's the oldest art gallery in the Lehigh Valley.
Wow.
Snow Goose could be close to that, but I think that would put us in that position.
Wow.
And just for reference, I'm going to use us. And we,
okay,
as we talk.
Great. That's a gallery. A gallery is more than one thing.
Well, I carry Alice's memory still. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you say that the gallery has evolved over the years?
After we bought it?
Yes.
We bought it in 2003. We kept the concept consistent with what Robin's vision was. It's a local, regional, contemporary art gallery.
Okay.
It always has been.
With local artists, hyper-local.
Yeah, we're hyper-local. We're probably like the most local product you can purchase.
Mm.
You know. And so when we took over, we just formalized the gallery space a little more to make it look more like a gallery.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we gradually took in objects like jewelry, pottery, blown glass, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then the housing crisis was its own challenge.
Right.
And then when we got out of that, we renovated the interior. And then there's an outdoor space in the back of the building. It's a sizable green space, maybe like 1,500 square feet. So I turned that into a outdoor space during the pandemic.
Right.
I put a bunch of bricks in the ground.
Oh,
and okay. So we're evolving that space into a venue for weddings, parties, showers, corporate right. affairs, our own programming of music, comedy, theater, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We were going to launch it in 23, but that's when Alice got sick. So 26 is my focus, trying to get that on the calendar.
Right.
Nice. This was sort of a rebuilding year.
Yeah.
So it actually remains pretty consistent with what its vision was when it was first started. Just it's evolved with the city as the city's evolved.
Right. Mm. I mean, and I had the pleasure of actually, you know, being at a few of the events when you've hosted them outside, and you call it the courtyard.
Correct.
Right. And then having, you know, hosting a, what was it, a baby shower?
Oh,
did
yeah.
a baby shower.
We've done baby showers, wedding yeah. showers.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I think there's like a cat involved.
There is a cat.
Okay.
And we have had two cats. This is our second cat. Our first cat was Fredo. He passed away in 2017, 2016. And then we brought in Hank.
Hank.
He goes by Hank the Tank.
Hank the Tank.
Right.
He's a stout man. He's orange. He loves being loved.
Aww.
And he manipulates people constantly for their affection.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
So you talked a little bit about adding on the courtyard as an evolution, but in terms of the art you show and the events you host, how do you feel that the gallery serves the community?
Well, it's one of the rare opportunities for local artists to show. There's not a lot of that.
Mm.
There's maybe three or four of us that I can think off the top of my head.
Mm.
And then I think it gives the community a third space. So it's not your house. It's not your work. It doesn't sit as a restaurant or a bar. It's more of a space where people can enjoy each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the aspects of the courtyard that we see moving forward. And that's how we serve the community as a space.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So in terms of, you know, shopping and holiday gifting, mm-hmm. what are some of the unique items or what would you recommend within the Connections Gallery?
Well, everything's unique. These are one-offs. So you'll never find the same thing elsewhere. You can find something similar by a different person or by some corporate entity, whatever that might be, but you're not going to find a reproduction of something.
Okay.
You're going to get, it's a one-of-a-kind. So we sell one-of-a-kind items. But there's an array of different things you can get there, be it paintings, sculpture, jewelry, pottery, glass. Mm. It's all fabulous because it's all local and all original.
Wow.
You know, but if you're looking for a gift, people may not conceive of that.
Yeah.
That art is a gift, but art is a gift. And it's the most unique gift you can get for somebody because there won't be a reproduction anywhere. Like you can get, what was the, was it Jared had a commercial? Jared's at the jewelry store.
Yeah,
and
right.
they had this commercial for this. I think it was like a circle or something. There's a pendant.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it was made for the holiday and blah, blah, blah. And nothing against anybody. I'm not slighting anybody, but I'm just saying like it was presented like, oh, this is super unique and special, but then a million women are wearing it.
Right.
And then I saw other women wearing it. Yeah. And they're like, well, if I bought that.
Only 3,500 women in your area will be wearing it.
Which is,
holiday
right.
season.
This is the tennis bracelet of 2025.
Yes.
So that's yours now.
You can get something that nobody else will be wearing.
Which is awesome.
Connections, yes.
I love that.
And why do we think that's important? You know, here in the Lehigh Valley, shopping local, and especially places like your gallery connections. Why would you think that that matters so much for the Lehigh Valley?
Well, this is where philosophy and economics meet, because if you want a vibrant community, you have to support what's there.
Right.
And mom and pops, we are like the pirates of economic redevelopment. Like we are out there on the edge of a space where other people are retreating.
Right.
So it's super important that people support their local businesses that way. And it supports your local economy, it supports jobs. And I think the ROI on that is, you know, this is probably Right. I don't want to give a number because I wouldn't know. But I think the return on investment is higher. Like, so you spend a dollar locally on a mom and pop versus you spend a dollar on a chain store. You're going to get more back in your community based on that dollar.
And you're also going to help a neighbor. I mean, these are our neighbors. And so when you're shopping local, you're helping to further and make sure that the family's needs are met right here within our own local community.
Yep.
And it tells people who you are as a community, right? So people who come here. So this is just me standing on my front door at Connections, and I can hear people speak about how unique Easton is. Mm. And it's because we're filled with these gritty mom and pops who just wouldn't give up when Easton was not so Easton. You know?
Right.
So you create an identity that way, an authenticity that's not – so we could all put like – I'm not slighting again. It's chain stores like – Starbucks or whatever, and you could say, well, that's an identity, that's sure,
right.
But then when people come and see, oh, these are all these unique shops that I wouldn't see elsewhere, it gives them that experience so that when they go to the next community, that like, oh, that was a different experience.
Yeah.
And so they own that experience from those people on the street, not just the buildings that are in that community.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you mentioned before Easton was Easton, the Easton that it is its current state. And the decades that you've been around now, I remember, like, I was in economic development 25 years ago and remember when things were just kind of being built up again or opening and the restaurant scene kind of thriving. But you were there before all of that.
22 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, which is amazing that you're still there.
Some might think that was stupid, but, you know. You follow dreams and you listen to your fellow community members and they say, this is what we're doing. And you do it collectively.
Mm.
So if you trust in community and you believe in that, you'll put it all in. And then on the other side of it will be the reward. That's the long game, but that's how you change communities.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of changing communities, you have been, you know, an integral part of Easton for a very long time.
They call me old? I heard that.
I did not.
I thought so.
I did not.
I didn't say it.
I was going to say one of the unofficial mayors, right? Everybody in Easton knows you. You're known for helping everyone. You're known for helping our unsheltered neighbors. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that you could do that alone, right? You have to have collaborators. You have to have great ideas. And so how are you moving within the Easton market as a small business owner and incorporating other small business owners in order to have more impact? Which just changed us from a holiday gift guide, but I still think it's a great question.
Good. That's okay.
We're public media here, and we're all about community and connection. So this is a great conversation.
I think big-minded conversations are fine, too, and it really defines like why you'd even have this conversation in the first place.
Right.
So to your question, like, so 25 was like a rebuilding year for me after Alice's passing. So I'm still slightly disconnected. But at the same time, I'm trying to build an audience of people who want to talk about retaining equity in the community. Because at this point now, I wouldn't say we're over that hump, you know, but I don't think we're pushing the stone up the hill anymore.
Right.
And so it's time for us as a community to start to realign our focus. So it's not just about survival in that sense. It's more about how do you keep the people here who are already here?
Mm.
And so that's the conversations I'm having. Because we don't need to get into like a partisan dialogue about things, but the markets are volatile. And day to day, it's mildly surprising what's happening. And it wouldn't take a lot for a burgeoning or emerging community like Easton to struggle again. I don't think that's like going to happen, but you want to make sure you have your alliances together so in case something does occur. So even then, though, growth comes from synergy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to figure out how to create new partnerships that way.
Right.
But I'm a little disconnected. But that doesn't mean that people in Easton aren't doing that anyway. They did that in my absence. They were, you know, that's what the community is about. When you can't stand, they stand up. So
I mean, they've increased the Winter Village this year and last year.
Oh, yeah.
And we front-loaded our involvement that way. And that's not a braggadocious thing, but I was heavily involved
part
in the GDP and it's informing it. I was on the board for 10 years. I was on a committee that brought the development to the Simone Silk Mill. You know, so if you front load things, it'll buttress you when things get tough.
And I think that's one of the great places, you know, the Easton Winter Village. And I know that you helped out with Common Space when that was there.
Yeah.
And so we're just saying, you know, small businesses helping small businesses.
That's the nature of community.
Yeah.
To me, community is everything. I come from a difficult place. My biological father was a leader of a gang. So I'm a product of a gang. And he was murdered when I was 8 years old. I was a rough young person. And I grew up in Martins Creek, a town that didn't really...
Is that in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 6 miles north of Easton.
Okay.
But that town was difficult for me and my family. And so when I came down to Easton as a man in his early 20s, after having been difficult, the town enveloped me. Mm-hmm. And it gave me guidance. And that's how I got to where I'm at. So that's why I'm so keenly supportive of community. Yeah. I don't know where I'd be otherwise.
Yeah. So what kind of community things are happening around the gallery for the holidays?
So we'll be installing our holiday show. It's our 22nd annual holiday show.
22nd.
You know, holiday show is just defined as it's a show during the holidays. It's a large group show. So we try to include as many people as possible.
Okay.
Different things. I mean, you'll get gift items more so than large
purchases.
Expensive paintings. But you could. Yeah. I mean, I'll sell you an expensive painting any day of the week. So let's do that. But we have like... blown glass ornaments, other ornaments that are hand painted in watercolor. There's jewelry. We bring in more stuff like that.
Okay.
Right.
But as far as the community is concerned, there's the tree lighting that's going to be on Saturday after Thanksgiving. I forget the date. What's the date of Saturday after Thanksgiving? But that's when they light the peace candle in Center Square.
Right. The 29th of November?
Yeah, it would be the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And then that's when they kick off the Winter Village.
Winter Village,
huts. Yeah, right. And so that we typically, again, this may be a difficult year for me just to get everything together, because Alice would do a lot of the food stuff for our events.
Right.
And we would do something in conjunction with the candle lighting, or the tree lighting. No, it's a candle lighting, sorry. And then we have our opening on the 6th, so the 6th of December, 7 to 10. That's our 22nd anniversary. It's the gallery's 35th.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that. And then you're just in retail. And so we run every day as best as we can through retail season.
I mean, a gallery that's been there for 35 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to say out loud that I've never been in it.
We'll hold that against you.
I wrote down the gallery opening day. I'm going to make that happen and add it on when I visit the Winter Village, because I went last year during like the coldest night ever. So I got to make it before it turns really cold, because there's a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's like the night of is like there's like a few thousand people down here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you want to come down and see like Chainsaws, Carbon Ice, that's a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then they have carriage rides, I believe. You know, like,
amazing.
Like Cinderella-esque carriages that take you around town.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good time. And then the downtown itself is, because of the way it's laid out, it's off of an apex, which is the circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's where 3rd and Northampton meet. So you can generally walk in a square around the whole town. You're not repeating it. You're seeing new things each time you move.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, so tell us where in Easton, where's your shop?
213 Northampton Street.
Okay.
So we're between the Circle and 2nd Street on the north side of the street.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Great.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for chatting with us.
I appreciate you having me.
So we're going to move a little bit. We're still in Easton, right? But we're going to talk a little bit about Asante Art Gallery. Asante Art Gallery is dedicated to contemporary African art, located in the Palmer Park Mall. It celebrates both tradition and contemporary work with an East African influence. You got to think bold sculptures, artwork, there's jewelry, there's clothing. And the best part about it, just like Connections, is the owner.
Okay.
The owner is
Thank
Grace.
You so much.
Mm-hmm. And she is a spark of inspiration. She is an artist herself.
Mm.
And it's hard to differentiate, you know, which ones are from Grace and which ones aren't, because they're all home to her, so to speak.
Mm.
It's all one-of-a-kind art, expresses culture. So check that out.
Yeah, so she's a Kenyan heritage,
yep.
right? And
yes.
she wanted to create this place that promotes cross-cultural understanding, shares the contemporary African point of view, and, you know, just opens the window to those stories and traditions across the continent, which I think is wonderful.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have to put this on the list, too. I'm already thinking,
yes.
like, and I've said this before, I need to, like, spend the weekend in Easton, like, get a,
right.
like, a hotel at the Estonian.
Nice.
It's fabulous.
Yes.
And just, like, live like a local for the day.
Because, right.
like, I'm in Allentown, so Easton is, like, that's far for just a regular night out,
yeah.
you know? But if I want to, like, see various shops, I have to pretend that it's, like, 50, 60 minutes away, like Philadelphia, where I would plan to
go and stay, like a staycation.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, and there's great eateries, too, right?
So many.
Oh, my God.
So many. It would take you 2 days, even from Allentown. Like, you should stay overnight.
Yeah.
And you can stay at the Townley. That's down.
The Townley.
Oh, the Townley.
I don't know the Townley.
It's a boutique
oh, yes.
hotel that's on North 3rd Street.
Is it new?
Like, I wouldn't say it's new. It's newish. They took a building that was
a couple of years.
Near dilapidated and refurbished it. It has Bar Bix in it.
Oh,
it's
what
is their name? Gusto?
I've eaten at Bar Bix.
What is the company's name? It's with Gusto. I'm messing it up, but they own River Grill. They own Three Oak.
Okay.
They're the ones building the hotel on the Circle.
Okay.
They had Ocean. They own that, but they changed the name. I can't remember the name now.
Yeah.
Ocean used to have a fantastic happy hour, by the way. Yeah. I just had to say that.
Now it's an Italian place, but it's very high end. But they have a boutique hotel.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to start making my plans. All right. So we want to talk about a few other Asante Art Gallery you want to check out.
It's right.
in the Palmer Park Mall?
Palmer Park Mall
okay.
in Easton. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I want to also give a shout out to a little, this is one of my go-to places for framing.
Okay.
So it's the Art Gallery and Frame Shop in Allentown off of Cedar Crest. I like to go to like art festivals or art shows mm-hmm. and buy inexpensive prints and then get them framed.
Oh, and like beautiful.
And then they're like their
frames.
Own new piece of art.
Oh, I
and
like that.
So I go there and they do just a fantastic job. But they also have all kinds of other little local artists. Like there's this jeweler in there that does like guitar like or watch battery rings, like really cool stuff. So good little gifty stuff there. Also recommend Wadsworth and Company,
right.
Southside, Bethlehem.
Southside.
Really eclectic mix of old and new,
right.
Featuring unique finds from Europe, from France, Belgium, monk sculptures.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, if that's your thing.
That's new.
It's new. Also love La Petite Provence, French-inspired home decor and gifts, and Paisley Sun in downtown Bethlehem.
Right. And then Refine.
Refine's been around a long time, too.
John and Ron. They were Home and Planet on Southside
yes.
prior to. And then they had their Refine shop on the 400 block of Northampton Street in Easton before
oh.
they moved to Allentown.
Oh, wow. So they kind of bumped all over the valley.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to be everywhere at least once.
Right.
John,
do they have one more? No.
No, they have Art House.
That's
Art House is their,
Art House.
It's like they're specifically,
right.
it's more focused on fine art, the Art House.
Okay.
But they spell House, H-A-U-S.
U-S. Right. And they have events.
Yeah, there's some cute things there. I got a gift from there once. It was a business card holder.
Okay.
Like the skyline of Allentown.
That's
like great little gift.
Great
Somebody
gift.
At work bought me. I'm like, I'll take this all day long. Like, I love stuff like that. And repurposed things.
Right.
So, like, purses made out of, like, old seat belts. And I remember that being something he carried at one point in time. Any other shops that you think of, Anthony, that you want to really, like,
In
say?
Easton?
Anywhere.
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 Yeah, the
no.
Lehigh
well,
Valley.
I'm specific to Easton. I'm sorry
okay,
about that
that's
part.
Fine.
Well, I would think anything downtown is good. If you're cool with, like, unique young person's gifts.
Okay.
There's Pollywogs and Petunias.
Oh, right.
That's slightly up the street from us. There's Token, if you're looking for spicy cards.
Spicy what?
Cards.
Cards.
Like gift cards. They're kind of spicy.
Okay.
Right? They have things in them. I don't want to repeat some of them because they're a little spicy.
Okay.
But you can get them there. They have lots, and they have these ramen bowls that seem to be like a big hit.
What?
Nice.
Oh,
ramen
like
balls.
That you can,
yeah,
like...
they have like, a, you can put the chopsticks in there.
Oh, okay.
And then across the street from me is Easton Outdoor, if you're out to, you know, when you feel like outdoorsy stuff, you can get gear and clothing. And Alice was over there all the time because she's so outdoorsy.
Yes.
New things in town. I mean, go down the street from us, there's a perfume shop now called Whiff.
Whiff. Oh, yeah. I love that name.
Yeah, Whiff is down there. There's also a woman's boutique down there, Niche.
Oh, Niche. Yeah. Yes. Niche was, I've heard of Niche. Mm-hmm. They were in a fashion show recently.
Yeah. Oh.
There's a great place probably to go get, if in the very least, a gift card.
Yeah, these are retail spaces, you know. You can go up to second base, Andy Poe.
Oh, yeah.
He has home base on the south side.
Yeah.
Right.
There's new things coming, though. I'm trying to think of what else is up there. Quadrant's always a good buy. Yeah. There's the Belleville Market.
Yes, you can we talked about that on our first episode. Yeah. Yes.
Those guys did a wonderful job making that place special.
Oh, it's amazing.
Next to them is Salvage Goods.
Okay. Uh-huh,
Salvage
yes.
Goods has two also locations. Good. They have, antique, unique things there, too.
I love it.
There's a lot.
I can make
there's
a list lots. For you. It would take
there's
me a
lot.
Second. Yeah, and there's new things that I'm not even aware of, because like I said, I'm just getting after everything last year. I'm just getting reinvigorated in the community. So I'm learning who these new business owners are. It's really amazing.
That's awesome.
And then we have, Old Mecca Cafe. She's got arts vibes.
Okay.
Crazy in there.
It's up by Two Rivers, where Two Rivers was.
Yeah.
Across from Easton Yoga.
Okay. Yeah. I was in a shop last year in September, and it had, I want to say Colombian.
That was Isumana. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
My friend Manuel was running that. Now, there was another person that was involved in that. Andrea, she went down and made her own shop. She has Casa 401.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
And then
of.
Casa 401 is, I think it's slightly Colombian based. I wouldn't want to, don't hold me to that.
Yeah.
But then
it's something Latin American.
Yeah. She also opened an eatery in the public market.
Oh.
And I forget what they serve, because I haven't really spent a ton of time in the public market.
Yeah. Okay.
Just because, again, my schedule. But there's a bunch of new stuff in there. There's a cheese.
Cool.
He's not a cheesemonger, but he's like a cheese-ish monger.
Okay.
You know, it takes a lot to be a cheesemonger.
I don't even know what this is.
It's a title, like a sommelier.
Okay.
Love and
that.
So
okay.
But it takes more to be a cheesemonger than it does to be a sommelier. So that's why you have so few cheesemongers. But there's fishmongers.
We
use that term glibly as Americans, but it's used as a title.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have some sort of training in
breed. Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. You would know how to pair things and what's
what. Are we doing a food episode? Right. I don't know if we're doing a food episode.
Well, that's okay.
We're sliding,
because I actually want to talk about Connections, how it's spelled, and how, yes.
Yeah.
So Connections.
And its origin.
Connections, what, the word or the whole thing?
Whichever way you want to go with it,
so
Anthony.
So the name of Connections is spelled the French version. So it's C-O-N-N-E-X-I-O-N-S. So I make the Bugs Bunny joke, it's Connections, you know, so that people understand that. Because they constantly try to spell it the other way, which is fine. It's just, that's not what we are.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how the original owner, Robin, came up with the name Connections. It just was. I was 19 when he opened it, and I was still like shady at that time. So I didn't meet him until the early 90s, and so I didn't get a chance to ever ask him. We bought it from him. I never asked him how he came up with the name.
Huh.
But
it's,
I think the point being is that he's picking a word that he picked a word about bringing people together. Because I did talk to him about why he opened an art gallery in the middle of downtown Easton when there was none of the prostitutes and drug addicts outside.
Yeah.
And he had, it's just philosophical. It says where philosophical concepts meets economics. And you say, well, how can I redevelop this community as a human being? Because that's what his goal was. Economic development as a citizen, not as a person with a title.
Mm. Right.
And he saw that the arts helped redevelop New Hope.
Mm. Love that.
Because New Hope was a bit of a, dusty town back in the day. And by the time he opened Connections, New Hope was a thing.
Okay.
And so he thought, well, if I invest my time and energy and money into the arts, it'll bring people here, both in the community as a third space, as we discussed, but also people from outside the community.
Right.
And then when they come into the community, they'll have this experience, because that's all we do is we sell experiences.
Mm.
And so then they take that experience with them, and then they take it outside of the community, and they share it with their friends. And it becomes a draw. And this is not unheard of. There's a whole sociological observation of the arts as an economic development tool.
Yeah, absolutely.
The broken window theory.
Yep.
There was who was the guy who wrote a book about that? I forget. Robert Florida.
Richard Florida.
Thank you. And so when I came into town, and as I said, I've been a rough person, it was the arts that's all I had. It was the arts. And so this town had art. And it was like, we're going to use it. And they showed me, we're going to use the arts to change this community. Now, I didn't think it would take 20 years, but you can see the impact of it. You go from, this would be Mayor Panto's original term in the 80s, because he was mayor, not just now, but before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an odd thing how Mittman and Panto were mayors back in the 80s, and then
and
Mittman
were again.
Panto
back
were
around.
Mayor. Yeah.
Right.
But they start, so. they start, Mittman, his, I would think he would be more aligned with the preservation movement in Easton, and then Panto was more aligned with the
Rebirth.
Arts movement, although he was also a preservationist. So he brings in Carl Sterner, and Carl Sterner brings in all these other artists. So this is the mid-80s. And then you see Robin comes in. He's part of these both sides of this coin. He's like a, he's into old buildings, and he's into the arts. But he's not an artist, by the way, just so you know. He just likes the arts. He's just, you know, he's not even a trained...
He doesn't create anything himself.
Not that way.
Right.
No, just community.
But the good
synergy.
Thing about that, though, is that we have so many artists here.
Well, that's the point about how that all comes around. So I credit him, Robin, with some of that for sure.
Mm. Awesome. Okay.
Well, I feel like we could have taken this in a, like, kept
could,
going with this conversation. This
could've.
Has been amazing to have you here.
I appreciate it.
And have your sort of eye of how, you know, all of this is happening with your small businesses and why it's so important.
And art.
And how art can be just a wonderful gift. Not something that you just hang on your wall, but something that has a true connection to someone else.
They touched it with their hand.
They touched it. Yeah.
Which proves that art in any form makes the most thoughtful gift.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So let's challenge everybody to shop artfully.
Yes.
This holiday season.
I like that, yeah.
I know. One more. You have an art pun to bring it in, to bring it home for us?
I'm not a pun person.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No.
All right. Well, again,
thanks.
It's home for the holidays. 'Tis the season to shop small and share big. Thank you for coming and hanging with us today, Anthony.
Thank you for your time and for having me.
So tune in next week for Joyful Giving. And this is, you know, about supporting the local community, but also giving back. So the time of year to also give back.
Yep. So tune in next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.